AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. As the dig out from the blizzard of 2016 continues in the east, some cities are doing a bit better than others. New York City is slowly getting back to normal, with most of the major streets in the city cleared, and schools were even open today.
New York City is surrounded by school districts that closed for the day, but Mayor Bill de Blasio says despite a number of neighborhoods still cut off by Saturday's blizzard, it was the right choice to open schools in the city, where all 1.1 million pupils have to live with the same decision.
We cannot say in this neighborhood there's school and that neighborhood there's no school. It doesn't work that way.
The mayor said main and secondary roads were clear. Tertiary? Depends on where you live. De Blasio held a news conference to congratulate public sector workers on getting city services going quickly after the blizzard moved out. But he said it's too soon to declare mission accomplished. Warren Levinson, New York.
In Washington, D.C., it's a different story. The federal government remains closed, and many side streets are still clogged with snow. Emergency Management Director Chris Geldart says getting the snow out of the way will take some time.
We have to plow it, open up lanes so that we can have people travel, and then we need to pick it all up and get it out of here so that we have full access.
Flying remains particularly messy. Airports resumed limited service in New York City, Baltimore, Philadelphia, and in the Washington area. But passengers around the country are still having to reschedule flights because of all the delays and cancellations. The Supreme Court was working today, even though federal offices were closed in Washington. The AP's Mark Sherman tells us among the cases considered is a challenge to a North Dakota law that would ban abortions as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy.
The law never took effect. It was blocked by a federal judge and struck down by the federal appeals court in St. Louis as unconstitutional. And the state appealed to the Supreme Court. And the court today simply said it would not hear the state's appeal.
And that's CAP's Mark Sherman. It was another rough end to the day on Wall Street. The Dow closed down more than 200 points in a late-day sell-off. This is AP Radio News. A former prosecutor has been named to look into whether laws were broken in Flint, Michigan in their lead-contaminated water crisis.
Without fear and without favor, this independent investigation will be high performance and the chips fall where they may.
Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette says his office is also looking into what can be done to prevent Flint residents from being billed for their water. A Native American tribe in Oregon is asking the Justice Department to keep an armed group from moving freely on and off a national wildlife refuge the group has occupied since the first of the year. Thousands of ancient Native American artifacts are kept inside the building at that wildlife refuge. Senator Bernie Sanders has a sweet endorsement today. Ben Cohen of Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream has announced he's backing the Vermont senator for the Democratic nomination by naming a flavor of ice cream for him. It's called Bernie's Yearning, and it's a combination of chocolate and mint. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.